Hello, friends. Welcome to Stoic Meditations. Today's episode, Tragedy? You decide. What else are tragedies but the ordeals of people who have come to value externals, tricked out in tragic verse? Epictetus. Now, this is one of my favorite Stoic quotes. And what Epictetus is telling us here is that what others see as tragedies, a Stoic simply sees as life. A tragedy is just an event in life that happens, that you choose to label as a tragedy. Or as my favorite life coach, Brooke Castillo, always says, nothing is a problem until you label it as a problem. And that means that nothing is good or bad, it simply is what it is until you decide that it is good or bad. And when you decide that something is a tragedy, that means that you become a victim, because in every tragedy, there's always a victim. Now, let's look at an example that can illustrate this very well. Say that you're walking down the street one day and you get hit by a car. And after your recovery, you end up walking with a limp for the rest of your life. And you can view this one of two ways, or actually multiple ways, but you can view this as you were a victim, that this is a terrible tragedy that happened to you, and that you're just going to suffer the rest of your life. Or you can look at it as, well, this is something that happened in my life, and the best that I can do is figure out how to work within the bounds that I have now. How can I make it so that my life has less suffering in it? What are things that I can do to be more positive about this? Now, this didn't change the fact that you are now walking with a limp. That's something that you can't change. Let's say that they've done all the surgeries, they've done everything they can. But that's something that you're going to have to live with. And you can either be a victim about it, and you can choose to suffer mentally, or you can decide that, you know, this is just what happened to me in my life, and I'm going to do the best that I can to deal with this. And I'm going to take my power back, and I'm in control of my life. Now, who do you think is going to be much happier in their life? The person who views themselves as a perpetual victim, or the person who has understood that this is what happened to them, and that they're going to do everything they can to make it so that they can work around this in their life? So when it comes to viewing events in your life, it's always a choice of how to view it. Nothing is a tragedy until you decide it is a tragedy. And that's Stoic Meditations for today. Have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.
Hello, friends. Thanks for listening to the Stoic Coffee Break podcast. If you enjoy the topics on the Stoic Coffee Break, then you should really join us at the Stoic Coffee House. At the Stoic Coffee House, we're a community that takes the ideas of Stoicism and the topics that we discuss here, and we dig a bit deeper into them and talk about how we can apply them in our daily lives and help support one another through our successes and our failures. You can join us at the Coffee House at stoic.coffee/join. Again, that's stoic.coffee/join, and I'll see you in the house.